This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Here's your host, Freddie Bell.
Good morning again, everyone. Good morning to you, and welcome back to New Beginnings, where we try to help you navigate through life's ups and downs, and also to alert you to some opportunities as well. And to start out the program, as always, is our co-host on the program, Mr. Joe McKenzie. He is the founder of Ripple Connects. They turn candidates into contenders. 763-438-1621 or RippleConnects.com. Joe McKenzie, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Freddie. Thank you.
Glad you're here. And this week we're talking about thoughtful gifts. And when I saw the title, I thought initially, thoughtful gifts, how does that play into helping someone with their career? So I'll pose that question to you this morning. How do thoughtful gifts play into someone's career move?
Well, we're going to just keep it simple this week, because the thoughtful gifts can be as simple as the gift of your time. And the gift of your listening, to listening to understand where someone's at in their career. Just because we're ending the year, you may not be in that right career position that you're satisfied with. You could be underemployed. You could be struggling in your career, your current job. You could be in complete career transition. And this is the time of year that as human beings, the gift of our time and listening to someone during this time is so invaluable to them, because they're struggling. There's a lot of factors out there in the job markets today. And I'm my guess that everybody knows someone that's struggling, and just being there for them, even a phone call, a 15-minute check-in phone call, in the next couple weeks, and just listening to where they're at, may be as hopeful for them going into the new year in regards to their career than anything you could ever get them.
That's pretty amazing. Thoughtful gifts really take on a lot of different hues. So, Joe, what would a thoughtful gift look like for somebody who's not in the same industry in which you find yourself?
The thoughtful gift for someone that's in a completely different industry, and first and foremost, I think everybody should realize you do not have to be an expert in this industry sector where that person needs to go. All you need to know is that time is important to them and understanding, because we all know someone in a different industry sector, right, Freddie?
That's right. That's right.
So if we approach it with our time hearing them, we may be able to connect them to a resource or a person or an organization that may need a volunteer, that may be hiring, maybe a person working in there. So first takeaway here is, just because you're not in that industry where that person you know that is struggling wants to go, don't have that stop you from giving the gift of your time and listening. That gift, Freddie, is going to be just being able to hear them, but also maybe make a referral or provide a resource or a connection to someone that's in there.
Interesting. Everyone, we're talking with Joe McKenzie this weekend about thoughtful gifts. So it's incumbent upon us to be aware of what our connections are into. And so, for example, if someone was in the medical field, maybe I came across some information about advances in X. Is that something that I would share in terms of, here's something that I read, Joe McKenzie, concerning heart disease, cardiovascular disease, and I just wanted to let you know that this is what I read and share this with you. Is that something that you'd like to talk about, or I just wanted to share? Is that an idea, or is that a bad example?
No, I think that's a good example. I think, well, for one, it's a great example of you understanding where they want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And two, that new piece of information may be the tip of the iceberg in regards to maybe there's another layer of this. There's another connection. There's more answers to this healthcare direction that you shared with them. You never know what piece of information is going to ripple out from there. And so therefore you shouldn't hesitate to share information like that, particularly if you understand where they're trying to go. And I think we don't have to have all the answers. Mm-hmm. For that person, all we need to know is, okay, I might be that resource for them, and here's what I know, and here's what I can share with you. I don't have all the answers, but this is what I've seen. And yeah, that, I think that's an exceptional way to help someone at that's struggling in their career at this point.
I've heard you say over time that you don't listen to hear, but you listen to understand. What does that mean?
You listen to understand where they're coming from. And you're not listening to give them an answer, but listening to understand where they're going, where they're coming from, what situation they're in. And that's a whole nother, that's a listening skill that's sought after, because it takes time, it takes discipline to make sure that you're understanding where they're coming from. And if you just take the pressure off yourself to know when you're sitting down with someone that's in a completely different industry, Freddie, and you've never worked in that industry, take the pressure off yourself. You don't have to have all the answers. If you understand where they're trying to go or what situation they're in, then at some point after that conversation, you might be able to bring them pieces of information or a new connection. But just that piece of understanding where they're coming from is very welcome by that person that's struggling in their career. Do you agree with that, Freddie? We've all been there. We've all struggled in our careers. But there's always been that someone that has hurt us, and we walk away from that conversation more hopeful because they have hurt us. Do you agree with that?
I do. So you're listening to understand, and it seems as if in many cases, if you're going into with that mindset, that the person with whom you're talking, they go through an epiphany, a moment of understanding and clarity that they may not have had they not sat down and spoken with you.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And that's why we welcome those opportunities. We don't have to be a subject content expert in the industry that they're trying to go. We just need to be good people, good listeners, to understand where they're coming from and be, you know, give up our time. And I think sometimes that time leads to that understanding. And that's why we keep it so simple here, that thoughtful gifts are those two components.
You know, we don't do a show without talking about the bench of advocates, but this is, we don't necessarily have to wait for someone to reach out to us. Can we be proactive in this regard and just offer to be maybe even just that sounding board for someone who's on our bench of advocates, just to be a resource to them?
Absolutely, because Freddie, I've always, the bench of career advocates, those people that are on that bench, it's always a reciprocal type of relationship. So they've been there for us and we're there for them. So being proactive in regards to being a sounding board for them, or they being a sounding board for us, I think that's the whole construct of what a bench of career advocates does for both parties, is that it's reciprocal in nature. We act as sounding boards. We act as good resources, and we make sure that we give up our time and we're honest, and we give good feedback. And I think everybody has a bench of career advocates. It's just getting to that point of that clarity of who they are. We all have them, but framing it this way may help you that's struggling in their career, or that person that's on your bench of career advocates who's struggling. You might be able to be that invaluable resource to them through these thoughtful gifts.
I want to be kind to people who are listening to us for the very first time and not presumptive and assuming that you understand exactly what we're talking about when we mention a bench of advocates. 30 seconds, what is a bench of advocates, Joe McKenzie?
The bench of advocates, career advocates, are those people that we've built in our career over time that have come to understand who we are as people and professionals and what skills we bring to the table. They know where our intentions are and our heart is. They're the people that understand us, and vice versa, we understand them. And together we can make a great team. And those are those career advocates that we have along for the ride of our career and that we utilize from time to time.
I know I've gotten calls from people out of the clear blue, and they said, you know what, Freddie, I was just thinking about you, and I'm wondering if you've considered this, or if you looked at this in this particular way, completely out of the clear blue, but it's certainly helped me not only advance in what I'm doing, but it's helped me in my career. Joe, we're just about out of time, but what are the two things we need to consider this week as we go into the holiday season next week?
Consider giving the thoughtful gifts of your time and listening to understand for people that you know in your life that may be struggling in their career, in their job, and looking to do something new in 2022.
Joe McKenzie, you do some fine work at Ripple Connect, sir.
Yes, we do, Freddie Bell. We turn candidates into contenders.
This is New Beginnings. Stay with us. We've got more.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Minnesota is home to a robust network of more than 300 food shelves that may be able to offer additional food support to families and individuals who are suffering from hunger. Hunger Solutions can locate a food shelf near you. Call the Minnesota Food Helpline at 1-888-711-1151. 888-711-1151 or use the interactive map at hungersolutions.org. This message powered by the Minnesota Department of Health.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
I have a great time with my life, and I want to share it.
Nowadays, a lot of people think of positivity and optimism as something unrealistic, something almost delusional.
It teaches the cultivation of peace of mind as a power center out of which comes driving energy.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
If you want to do more, gain more, or be more, that's prosperity, our point of focus. Even though abundance and prosperity is as vast as the ocean, you can only carry as much water as your container will hold. If you want to enjoy more, if you want to experience more, if you want to have more, you have to come to the party with a larger container. You have to prepare yourself. You have to get ready. You have to be in that moment and be ready to experience prosperity no matter how it comes. So when you come looking for water, bring the largest container you can find. And after you fill that container, be sure to share it with others. That's our point of focus, prosperity. I'm Freddie Bell. If you'd like to learn more, all you have to do is visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's freddie@freddiebell.com. freddie@freddiebell.com.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to New Beginnings. And with us right now is the Vaccine Outreach Director for the state of Minnesota and the Minnesota Department of Health. Her name is Elizabeth Ebalt. She's been with us on several programs, and we welcome you back to the program. Good morning.
Good morning, Freddie. Thank you.
Glad you're with us this morning, and it's really interesting. We've been reading great just concentration on how this variant, I should say, is really crossing the country right now. We started out with one case in the state of Minnesota, and now that has changed.
That's true. I mean, across the country, across the world, and yes, we are tracking it just the same. So as a reminder, the Omicron variant, it was first detected less than a month ago now in South Africa and has quickly spread to include two cases here in Minnesota, like you just mentioned. We just confirmed that second case on December 10th to a person who's linked to Minnesota State Mankato, and the person was vaccinated. They hadn't traveled abroad, but felt sick and quickly isolated themselves and have since recovered. But what we do know right now is that the Omicron variant has a very high number of mutations on its genetic code. And so it appears that those mutations are making that variant more transmissible at this time than maybe even the Delta variant. So just this week, we have some new news, which is from South Africa, where they did some studies related to the Omicron variant and the Pfizer vaccine. And in the study, data from about 78,000 people who were likely infected with Omicron was analyzed, and about 50% of the group was vaccinated with the Pfizer vaccine. So here are the top takeaways, really, is that in this study, the Omicron variant appeared to cause less severe disease than previous versions, previous variants of coronavirus. When it came to the likelihood of catching Omicron, the study found that for those with the Pfizer vaccine, they had about 33% more protection against contracting the virus than those who were unvaccinated. And for those, and when it comes to actually getting sick and hospitalized, those who had the Pfizer vaccine had 70% more protection than those who were unvaccinated. So although it's important to know that these findings come from a sample of South African residents, and the work still continues, though, to better understand this variant and understand how it's going to impact us across the country and here in Minnesota. But what we do really know at this point is that, you know, data has indicated that booster shots can help restore some of that vaccine's effectiveness, especially in the short term. You know, as of last week, for all those eligible, that now includes our 16 and 17 year old age group as well. Now that Pfizer has been expanded to include them, we really encourage you to go out and get that third shot so we can make sure that we can kind of keep this Omicron variant at bay as best we can.
Everyone, we're talking with Elizabeth Ebalt. She is the vaccine outreach director for the state of Minnesota in the Department of Health. As you were going through and you're talking about the effectiveness of the vaccines, the vaccine has never been a cure, but it's to lessen the possibility of being hospitalized and dying from the variant. And it seems that it's holding up in that regard.
That's exactly right. So, and we first started talking about these vaccines, if you can believe it, almost a year ago at this point. That was one of the things we really underscored, was that it's possible to get vaccinated and still contract COVID-19. That's very possible.
Right.
We're seeing that here in Minnesota. But what we almost find even more important is the fact that our hospitals, you know, just this past week, I think many of your listeners probably saw that 9 health systems across the state took out a full page ad in newspapers across the state saying they are at max capacity. Our ICU beds are full. Workers are working overtime. Emergency rooms are full. And it's because we have people ending up in the hospital who are unvaccinated against this. They get very sick and they end up in ICU beds. And other people who need help in emergencies, car crashes, getting cancer treatment, all of that, they don't have that access. And so what we are saying is you may still contract COVID-19 after you get a vaccine, sure, but it's much less likely that you will end up in a hospital, that you will end up, unfortunately, passing away.
Help me to clarify my thinking on this. Here we have, we've had testing almost from the beginning about to see whether or not you have the COVID variant of any type, whatever it might be. So I know people who go get the testing, but then they're reticent to get the vaccine when it's the same facilities who are conducting the testing that are also producing the vaccine. How do we make sense of that?
You know, it can be a bit hard to reconcile. And, you know, the thing about it is with the emergence of these vaccines, I know that there was hesitancy. You know, we're seeing that. We know that it felt like so much information was coming out at once, so much was unsure. At this point, though, we have a whole year now of data. We have hundreds of millions of people who have gotten vaccinated, and we have so many different locations for people to get vaccine that's, you know, very accessible to them and in comfortable settings. And so we continue to get the word out and to make even encourage even one more person to help reconcile that gap and say, you know, yeah, I'm going to get tested, and I'm also going to get vaccinated.
Makes a lot of sense. Talk about the boosters for the 16 to 17-year-old group.
Yes. So this was big news coming out last week from the FDA and CDC, and additional studies from Pfizer for the 16 and 17-year-old age group came out, and they took those studies to the FDA and, you know, made the pitch to say, we think that this is now safe and effective for our 16 and 17-year-olds too. And the FDA and CDC agreed last week. So now our 16 and 17-year-olds can access the Pfizer booster shot, and we really encourage them to do so. Anyone can access booster shot locations by going to mn.gov/COVID-19/vaccine/find-vaccine to find a location near you.
From your vantage point, you've seen a lot as a vaccine outreach director for the state of Minnesota. What positive can we take away from these last couple of weeks that we can take into the holidays as maybe a healing balm for people who are listening to you this morning?
Sure. You know, I think something that's really giving me a sense of calm and giving me a sense of, you know, looking forward to something is that we're in it, with everything that's going on, of course. You know, I think back to where we were last year at this point, and it was bleak, you know, and it just seemed like you were looking under rocks to try and figure out mm-hmm. something positive to look forward to. And this year, I just look at the numbers. I look at our state now, second in the nation when it comes to booster shots, with over 1.3 million booster shots being given out. I look at the 3.6 million people, nearly 71% of people 5 and older haven't gotten vaccinated. I look at our 5 to 11-year-olds who are now sixth in the nation for that age group being vaccinated. You know, I see all these things that we collectively have done. We couldn't have reached any of those landmarks, any of those goal marks on our own. It's really the collective spirit of the state, and I think that's coming through so strong, and I think that's something, you know, I'm going to carry into 2022 feeling really, really good about.
Well said. That's Vaccine Outreach Director Elizabeth Ebaut with us on New Beginnings. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thanks, Freddie. Take care.
You too.
You would do anything to protect the ones you love. Help make sure your child is protected from dangerous diseases by getting them vaccinated. Talk to your child's doctor about staying on track with recommended vaccines during this COVID-19 pandemic.
This message powered by the Minnesota Department of Health.
Did you know that now you can see and hear Sunday morning services from Unity South Twin Cities? Search Unity South Twin Cities online and Facebook and catch the live stream Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Facebook.com. This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
Did you know that now you can see and hear Sunday morning services from Unity South Twin Cities? Search Unity South Twin Cities online and Facebook, and catch the live stream Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Facebook.com.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
All right, Jay Hapala with us this morning. Holiday-related scams are likely to increase this year as more people turn to online shopping. The FBI is warning consumers about the most common forms of scams. What are you seeing at AARP?
Yeah, that's right. You know, I don't know if you got all your holiday shopping done or if everyone out there is, you know, still shopping. I'll bet they are. There's still time to make sure you don't come into any of these pitfalls and get your information stolen or lose some money. So I got three quick tips for people today. First of all, watch out for the fake websites and social media ads. They're going to be advertising these unbelievable deals on the hottest gifts that you're looking for, and they're counting on people to act without thinking and start clicking on these websites that they never heard about before, thinking they're going to get a good deal, but those are just fake websites that are designed to steal your information and your money. So that's number one. Number two, I'll bet a lot of you have seen these. Watch out for these fake shipping alerts. So they might come in your email inbox, or people are even getting texts out there, and they look like they're coming from the big retailers where people shop, like Amazon and Target and Walmart, and it says, hey, your $1,000 computer that you bought is being shipped to California instead of Minnesota. And then people start clicking on these links and go down this rabbit hole where they're providing information and money. And the other ones look like they're coming from the shipping company. So it might look like it's coming from FedEx or UPS, but it's really just this fake imposter who's using those popular names to catch people's attention and scare them that their gifts aren't going to arrive by the holiday if they don't start clicking on these links.
Man.
Oh, they've thought of everything. But everyone just needs to slow down a little bit and be cautious. It's unfortunate in this day and age. We just can't trust everything you see on your phone or on the online. Finally, for today, you know, if you do need to look up customer service online, let's say your package didn't show up or you didn't get what you ordered, just be careful you're on the correct website, because they set up fake websites that look like they're the customer service place for the retailer you're trying to deal with. So just slow down, do your research, make sure you're on the right website out there.
Quick question before we leave this topic. What if someone is a porch pirate, they've stolen your package? Is there any recourse for that consumer?
Yeah, so in a case like that, if you call the retailer, you call the delivery company, they say, hey, we dropped it off on your porch, and we got a picture of it, and we confirmed it with the delivery guy, but you suspect, and what you realize is someone came and physically stole it off your porch, you want to contact your local police department, make sure you get a report with them, and then it's just a matter of dealing with the retailer. If they're going to be good to you and want to get your return business, they're going to help you out with that situation.
Makes sense. Jay Hapala with us this morning. Finally, do you have any ideas for when we get together during the holidays with maybe the cookie exchange or candy exchange or even the holiday dinner?
Thanks, Freddie. So I always say the best thing we can do with all these scams is help each other out and talk about the scams that we hear about, talk about our financial decisions before we make a mistake. The holidays are a great time to have those conversations with your loved ones and the people that you trust. And, you know, what AARP knows and what we've done our research to find out is that military veterans are at a special risk for victimization in these scams. They tend to lose more money when they get victimized. So if you have military veterans in your family and you're getting together for the holiday, you know, maybe go take a look at our website, learn some more about how military veterans and their families are targeted by scams more than the rest of us. And then have that conversation with your loved ones who served and sacrificed, and do them, you know, that kind of favor to help them stay safe this holiday season, too.
All right. That's Jay Hapala, the Associate State Director for Community Engagement. Do you have a final thought for our Twin Cities audience this morning?
Well, everyone, you know, don't have to be too scared about scams. The more you know, the more you can go about your life and just enjoy the holiday season. So I hope everyone has a good one.
All right. And Jay, happy holidays to you. And thanks for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Jay Hapala with us talking about holiday scams and keeping your hard-earned money safe. And our program continues right now.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, Minnesota Family Investment Program, MFIP, and WIC Nutrition, along with other available programs, can help you buy food while budgets are tight. SNAP, MFIP, and WIC benefits can help families access additional support as well, including health screenings, emergency assistance, nutrition education, and employment training. Apply online at applymn.dhs.mn.gov. This message is powered by the Minnesota Department of Health.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, everybody. I'm Freddie Bell, and it's time to talk now about your money on New Beginnings. Add burdensome credit card debt to the list of woes the pandemic has made worse for older Americans. New surveys confirm what your letters have already told you. Many of you are struggling to make monthly payments while balances grow. And even those of you who aren't struggling are taking on more of this debt and paying more interest than you were ever before. So burn debt we must. If you have more than $5,000 at current rates of just over 16%, you're paying about $67 a month in interest. That's a drain on your money, and it gets in the way of everything else you want to do, including sleeping soundly. I'll assume you've already dug deep for cash to pay down the balance, held a yard sale, taken on a side gig, sold a car, or used part of a tax refund or a stimulus check. And that's good, since every extra dollar you pay beyond the minimum is a dollar on which you won't be paying interest. But if you're still in trouble, you haven't run out of options. Lenders understand that household budgets have been squished, and there are signs of both increased forbearance and new card offers that can make it easier for you to get back to zero. Before I get to the options you might have, I'll make one important point. Don't miss or delay minimum payments while you plot your strategy, because doing so will lower your credit score and take some of the best solutions off the table. With that said, here are four distinct ways to make it work. Number one, transfer your balances. Zero interest rate introductory balance transfer offers on cards were scarce in 2020, but more are coming now, says Sarah Rathner at the personal finance website NerdWallet. These cards typically charge as much as 5% of the transferred balance up front, so this works only if you get an introductory deal long enough for you to make a big dent in your balance. This spring, Rathner found the U.S. Bank Visa Platinum card was offering one of the longest no-interest periods, 20 months. The Citi Double Cash card was offering 18 months at zero interest. Number two, ask for a break. COVID has made card issuers more flexible, and since the beginning of 2020, roughly 83% of people who asked for a rate cut got it. That according to LendingTree reports, many issuers have special programs for struggling cardholders, says Bruce McClary of the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. He says to tell your lender that the coronavirus affected your finances and that you intend to keep up your payments and reduce your balances, but that more affordable terms would help. Your insurer might temporarily lower your interest rate for 6 to 9 months, he says. And also number three, refinance with a personal loan. Ask your credit union or bank if you can roll your credit card debt into one lower interest loan. The average rate on a 2-year personal loan from a bank was under 10% at the end of 2020, that according to the Federal Reserve. That may be a better deal than you can get from your card issuer. Don't borrow against your home or your car to pay off your debt. That creates a new risk of losing your possessions. And don't grab at debt consolidation loans from companies you've never heard of. Chances are they're too high and they'll load you up with new fees, or worse, they could scam you. We hear a lot about the scams on New Beginnings. And finally, get a workout plan. One final way to get out of debt and to create a payoff plan via a nonprofit credit counseling agency, which you can find through nfcc.org. At no cost, a counselor will go over your income and debts and determine what's workable. Then the counselor will negotiate with your lenders, typically getting their buy-in on a payment plan that will lower your interest and monthly payments and maybe forgive some of that debt. If you reject the plan, you're no worse off than you were before. Accept it, and you'll start making one monthly payment to the counseling service, which will in turn pay the insurers. You're likely to pay a small fee and give up the cars included in the plan, but over time, you'll be able to repay debt and rebuild credit. More importantly, you'll be able to shed the burden and the worry of your debt. I'm Freddie Bell, and this is New Beginnings, and our program continues right now.
Introducing the New Beginnings podcast, featuring career, health, and financial information for people on the go. To get your fresh start, visit freddiebell.com/newbeginnings. Check out the New Beginnings podcast today.
You would do anything to protect the ones you love. Help make sure your child is protected from dangerous diseases by getting them vaccinated. Talk to your doctor or clinic today about the vaccines your child needs and the safety measures they have in place to protect your family during COVID-19. Go to health.mn.us/immunize for more. This message powered by the Minnesota Department of Health.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
As we continue talking about your money on New Beginnings this weekend, there are some things that you should really consider to make painless your insurance claims. Maybe it's a loud crash overhead. Maybe it's shattering glass. For a homeowner, these sounds can mean that you're about to get acquainted with the insurance claims process. I've got 6 tips to help you make the process of filing a home insurance claim a little easier. This information is a service of Nerd Wallet this weekend. Report the damage immediately, meaning reporting a damage right away can put money in your pocket faster. Your insurer will assign a claim number and send an adjuster to assess the damage. Shortly after that, the insurance company will issue an initial payment minus your deductible to cover the estimated cost of repairs. Although sometimes you may need to wait to report a claim, for example, if you were traveling when the damage occurred, doing so can bring additional scrutiny from the insurer. Number 2, document the damage. Taking photos and creating an inventory of damaged items gives you and your insurance company a record of everything that needs to be repaired or replaced. Number 3, make temporary repairs. If you have a hole in your roof, you don't want to live with it until the adjuster arrives. Once you have documented the damage for your insurance company, you can make temporary repairs if it's safe to do so. As long as you keep receipts and can document why the repairs were needed, you can submit the expenses to your insurer as a part of that claim. Number 4, communicate with your adjuster. Your insurance company will appoint an adjuster to handle the claim, and that person will be your primary point of contact throughout the process. You'll need to be your own biggest advocate, however, remembering that the adjuster represents the insurance company's interest, not yours. You also can hire a public insurance adjuster to manage the claim on your behalf with the insurer. In exchange for their expertise, you will typically pay a public adjuster a percentage of the final claim amount. And number 5, save your receipts. You could spend a lot of money on temporary repairs before receiving a payment from your insurance company. If you do get a check from the insurance company up front, you will still need to save all the receipts. Estimates just won't cut it. And then number 6, consider your contractor. If your home is damaged, you don't have to use the insurance company's recommended contractor to do the repairs. The United Policyholders Advocacy Group says insurers tend to bring in companies they frequently partner with, but during the claims process, you could still find a licensed, bonded, and insured contractor on your own if you have concerns about the cost estimates, for example. So those 6 things that you need to consider: report the damage immediately. Number 2, document the damage. Number 3, make temporary repairs. Number 4, communicate with your adjuster. That adjuster works for the insurance company, not you. Number 5, save your receipts. And number 6, consider your contractor. You're listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and our program continues right now.
Did you know that now you can see and hear Sunday morning services from Unity South Twin Cities? Search Unity South Twin Cities online and Facebook and catch the live stream Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Facebook.com.
If you're ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. Visit RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. Go to RippleConnects.com.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start. As New Beginnings continues, we now take you to the spirituality portion of our program, where we introduce the senior minister of Unity South Twin Cities, the Reverend James Stacy. We now join Reverend Stacy with a program already in progress.
This first Sunday of hope, some people compare hope to an idle wish, such as hoping to win the lottery. But Advent presents hope as a yearning for greater good for all people. As in the Christmas story in Luke's Gospel, the heavenly host or angels appear before the simple and naive shepherds in the hills with the declaration, "Be not afraid, for behold, we bring good news for all people." Now that's something worthy of hope. Our hope is perennial. It keeps coming back to us. As Alexander Pope wrote in one of his essays, hope springs eternal in the human breast. It is a soul focus and attention on the good not yet present or expressed. It is a future-oriented focus. Like the beautiful Christmas carol proclaims, O come Emmanuel, a name for Christ Emmanuel, which literally means God with us. So our Advent hope, essentially, is to recall our Creator is with us. So we begin with that longing, that hope in our heart. As the song goes, even when things haven't always worked out in our life the way we want, we keep hoping for a greater expression of good in our life. And if we keep that hope, it matures in time into faith. Now, what's the difference? Charles said hope was set in time. Yes, in future time. I hope such and such will happen in my life, my family, my world. Faith is the more mature aspect of the mind that can see the reality that hope simply yearns for. Faith can see the reality of that hope desire before it's even expressed. Charles Fillmore called faith the perceiving power of the mind to see the truth and the power of something before there's any physical evidence of it. I'll give you a personal example, if you'll allow me. A few years ago when I was so sick, and the doctor said, We have to be honest here. I don't know if you're going to survive this. Well, as you can imagine, I held a hope in my heart that I would get well. Hear that future? That sometime in the unknown future, I would be healed. But then I realized it was the power of faith that said, Emmanuel, God with us. A faith in life. That however my illness turned out, I would never be alone. God with us. I would have a physical healing, or I would leave this life and still know that I was in the embrace of God. To me, that is faith. Hope is a strong desire that some good will come about. Faith is the trust that we are on an ever-advancing spiritual path, as Catherine Ponder described it, an upward progressive spiritual path in this life, and even when we lay this body down, our spirit is not forsaken. It is carried forward, ever upward, by that realization, God with us. Even our naive hope for future good must develop within us a true faith. Charles, as I said, described faith as a perceiving power of the mind. In simpler words, faith is our developed spiritual skill to bring good into our world, but first to see it with our mind's eye before there's any physical evidence, to really believe in it. We can recall the words of Jesus speaking of prayer. If you pray believing you have already received, then it will come to you in an outer way. If you have faith that God's good, God's life, God's power, God's truth, God's love, God's wisdom is already under your Christmas tree, our hope will naturally grow into a mature faith if we give attention to the processes of our soul and truly want the greatest Christmas gift possible, God's best, the Son Spirit, the ideal of life, the Christ. The formula for us to follow is to begin with that simple hope for a greater good in our lives, and then to maintain an expectancy that good will appear in the right time and in the right way for us. But faith sees it before it's wrapped and placed under the tree. Faith knows God with us. God wants the greatest good for us. The indwelling Christ will guide us on our unique path if we pay attention, if we focus on that truth in our lives. Last week, we finished up our series of lessons on the keys to the kingdom. In the kingdom of God that Jesus said the Father gladly gives us, is a realm of potential, all possibility. But it is our responsibility to use our spiritual powers, our faith, to create good in our life, our community, our world. So I invite you now to join me for a moment in silent reflection. So make yourself comfortable. Close your eyes as you choose. And receive this poem or meditative verse. And let it create a scene before you.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the Senior Minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org.
Did you know that now you can see and hear Sunday morning services from Unity South Twin Cities? Search Unity South Twin Cities online and Facebook and catch the live stream Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Facebook.com.
RippleConnects.com, connecting you to your better future. Hi, I'm Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects and trainer of Ripple Effect Networking. Establishing and maintaining a strong professional network is critical to you and your organization's success. My techniques will help you stand out so you can create new sales opportunities, develop and sustain meaningful connections, grow your franchise or small business. If you want to schedule Joe McKenzie to speak to your organization, email me, joe.mckenzie@rippleconnects.com. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. This is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. Goodbye, everybody.